Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from the book of Hosea and talk to you about why it's important to honor God with what he gives to us. Here we go, Hosea chapter 2, verse 8, which reads this. For she did not know that I gave her grain, new wine, and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. The prophet Hosea prophesied to Israel in a time of political and economic success, but it was also a time of spiritual and moral failure. What did people do with all the political security and material abundance that they had? In Hosea chapter 2, verse 8, we learn that Israel took the material abundance that God gave them and they wasted it in sacrifices unto Baal and to other pagan gods. We read there in verse 8, "For she did not know that I gave her grain." Even when Israel went after other gods, the Lord still provided for her. This showed his great, unselfish love towards Israel, even though Israel took what God provided and prepared it for pagan gods like Baal. The way God provided for Israel when she did not know was illustrated by what God told Hosea to do with his adulterous wife. Her name was Gomer. When Hosea provided for Gomer, she spent it on her adulterous lovers. It's as if Hosea went to the house of Gomer's lover where she lived in adultery. He knew that this scoundrel couldn't provide for Gomer and that she lived in poverty. Hosea knocked at the door. He spoke to the man who answered and asked him, "Are you the man living with Gomer?" The man wondered what business it was of Hosea's, and then he revealed, "I'm Hosea, her husband. I brought these groceries and money so that she can be provided for." When Hosea left, Gomer and her lover must have thought he was a fool. What a great dinner they had together with the food that Hosea bought. But this is how the Lord loves us. He lavishes blessing on us even when we're worshiping idols, providing us with blessings that we will waste on other gods. The other striking line in Hosea chapter 2, verse 8 comes at the end of the verse where it says, "which they prepared for Baal." This principle shows how offensive idolatry really is to God. Now, it offends him for many reasons, but one of them is because whatever we give to an idol, we have first received that from God. Think of this. God gives to mankind the trees of the forest and the iron in the ground. Then he gives man the brains to make an axe and nails from the iron. God gives man the energy to cut down the tree and the skill to fashion the wood into beams. God gives man the cleverness to make a handle from the wood and from the iron to forge a head for a hammer. Man combines handle and head into an effective hammer. So using all these gifts, mankind took the beams, the nails, and the hammer, and he built a cross and nailed God to the cross, where God willingly stretched out his arms, dying on that cross to take the guilt and the penalty that man's sin deserves. God did it all to make a new, restored relationship between God and man, between you and him, possible. Now, do you see the irony in all this? God has given you great gifts. He's given you time. He's given you talents. He's given you resources. Do you give those gifts unto God in sacrifice, or do you waste them upon idols?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.